are listening to the weekly podcast of Life Ministry Church. For more information, head to our website www.lmc.org.au.
Cool, morning church. Merry Christmas. Wow, kids, you must have been so good this year. That is a lot of Christmas presents. Well, just because it's Christmas, and I like giving presents as well, I have two presents up here. Now, before you run down and get them, because someone's already asked if they could have them off me, they are actually from under our Christmas tree. So they are for my big kids, Hannah and Reuben. So come up here, Hannah and Rubes. Quickly, quick. And come over this side. This one's for you. Merry Christmas. Rubes, this one's for you. Now, while they open their gifts, I wonder if there's any present parents out there that are like me, that this gift-giving time can be a little bit nerve-wracking. There's this unwritten etiquette that all us parents desperately hope our kids will one day catch on to. And I don't know about you, but when my kids are giving gifts, there's this moment when they're about to dive into that wrapping paper and I'm very inconspicuously trying to get their attention. Usually from the other side of the room, I'm sort of whispering, but not really whispering at all. I'm motioning hand gestures at them and they look back at me and like, "What, Mum?" And I say, "The card. Don't forget to read the card first." So, Han, what present have you got there? Christmas, love letters from God. Did you have a card? Did you read it? What did it say?
Mum, read the book and then share the card with someone else.
The gift? Share the gift.
With someone else.
Awesome. I'm so glad you read your card. So off you go. You can choose someone to maybe give that to after church. Hey, Rubes, did yours have a card? You don't know. Off you go, buddy. Hang on, let me have a look. Kids, boys. Dear Rubes, Merry Christmas. This book I know you're going to love, but today I want you to read it. Then give it away so you can share all the wonderful promises it has with someone else. Cards. I've titled my message today, "Don't Forget to Read Your Card." We all like a funny card, so I found a few. And this one. This one was kind of my favourite. We're all getting it now. Got it? But who actually likes writing cards? Who has good intentions about writing cards? Sometimes cards can just seem like too much hard work. But honestly, who doesn't like to receive one? We all do. You know, there are some people out there who are great with language and writing cards just comes easily to them, but I am not one of those people. I agonise over words, I make mistakes, I start again, and writing cards takes me forever. Sometimes at Christmas it's too hard, so I just get the smallest possible card I can find or put a gift tag on and then I don't have to write anything. But you know, that is kind of sad, isn't it? Because actually there is so much that is missed when you leave out the card, or just plain neglect to read one that's been given to you. So a card. A card is personal. They have a defined recipient. They obviously convey a message. They give you the why. Cards require a pause to read, but also to write. They take thought, consideration, and effort. And because of that, a card reveals the heart and the motives of the gift giver. The card itself doesn't change with or without, the gift itself doesn't change with or without a card, but a card deepens the meaning and the value of a gift. So today it's Christmas. Today we celebrate the most wonderful, truly amazing gift we each have been given. No gift you will ever receive could compare to the gift God gave you and me and all mankind, His most beloved Son, Jesus. I know that most of us have unwrapped our Christmas gift, but today, if you haven't, I hope today you get a taste of the goodness wrapped up in Jesus. God knew all that Jesus was and all that he would do even when he sent him wrapped up as a little babe in a lowly manger. But for the people of the time, he could well have been just another baby if God didn't send them a card. And thankfully, he did. You see, God's card was much more impressive than any piece of folded cardstock with a funny message on it that you and I might write in. God sent his first Christmas message with heavenly hosts. He revealed his promise to the world through the prophets of old. But we see in Luke 2:10-14, that God announced the arrival of his promise with angels and heavenly hosts. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all people. Today in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favour rests." What an incredible card. Isaiah 7:14, "And she will call his name Emmanuel, God with us." Jesus was God. God himself here on earth in human form, perfect in all of his ways. So God's gift could never be improved upon or added to. But today I want us to pause and to consider God, the gift giver. By opening up God's card, we see his heart, his motives for giving us Jesus, and we gain a deeper understanding of his most miraculous, extravagant, and perfect gift to us. So I considered, what would God write in his card to us today? And here's what I believe his message is. Know, grow, and show. Simple. Know why I gave you Jesus. Grow in all that Jesus enables in you. And ultimately, show my most glorious gift to the world. So firstly, know that God's gift is absolutely all about love. Very simply put, a father's desperate and unwavering love to have his kids, you and me, close to him again. 1 John 3:1, "See what great love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God, and that is what we are. You are God's child." Jeremiah 31:3, "God told them, I never quit loving you and never will. Expect love, love, and more love." God's magnificent love for us and the pure relationship he first enjoyed with mankind is absolutely at the very core of why God kept his promise. A promise made way back in the garden to Adam and Eve, right when sin tore mankind's perfect God relationship apart. God was straight away piecing our relationship back together. Genesis 3:15, "He," meaning Jesus, "will crush your head and you will strike his heel." This gives us the first glimpse of God's restoration promise. God's love for us, his kids, is infinitely beyond what we could ever imagine. We can't wrap it up in a box, nor could we ever fully define it. That would mean trying to contain God himself, because he is love. But I wonder if you've paused lately, especially in this hectic season, to let his great love overwhelm your thoughts and your heart, to sit in wonder and awe, in true adoration and acceptance of what he has given to you. God's message to us is, know that I love you, I love you, I love you. You are my child. He desires to lavish on you and me all of his love, all of himself. John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life." The solution to our broken relationship demanded such a miraculous and reckless gift on God's part. He wants us to know his love more deeply than ever before, but just as importantly, he wants us to grow in it. Getting our eyes focused on his gift, Jesus, is just how we do that. Jesus grew up to live a life like no other ever recorded in history. Most obviously, he became our Saviour, but he also gave us the perfect example of how to live life in relationship with God. God wants us to choose daily to live, to grow in our relationship with him, fully committed, fully trusting in all of the promises made possible in Jesus. Today, I have chosen just three of God's many, many promises to us through Jesus: peace, joy, and hope. At Christmas time, these promises can become just words we see on cards and adorning all kinds of decorations. And sadly, their true life-changing significance can be lost because they become so familiar to us as words. They are not just words. They are promises given to us in God's gift, Jesus. So firstly, God wants us to grow in his promise of peace. Isaiah 6:9, and his name shall be called Prince of Peace. Jesus is our Prince of Peace. When we live with our eyes firmly fixed on Jesus, we can live in God's perfect peace. Isaiah 26:3, you will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you. As C.S. Lewis writes, life with God is not immunity from difficulties, but peace within your difficulties. Perfect peace through anything that comes your way is God's gift to you today. Will you choose to grow in it? Joy. Jesus was promised to cause great joy. Luke 2:10, but the angel said to them, do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all people. John 15:9-11 says, as the Father loved me, I also have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may remain in you and that your joy may be full. Jesus gave us the example of how to live out this life with joy. Abide in his love. Joy is being able to see God's goodness, his love, even when life is hard and messy. Abiding in his love through the midst of life's many struggles will cause us great joy in spite of them. Joy, like peace, requires a choice to see and be thankful, to rejoice in the wonder of Jesus and all that he has done for us and all that we are in and through him each and every day. And finally, hope. Jesus, through his victory over death, is our glorious hope for the future. 1 Peter 1:3, we are reborn to experience a living, energetic hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. And Colossians 1:27, living within you is the Christ who floods you with the expectation of glory. This mystery of Christ embedded within us becomes a heavenly treasure chest of hope, filled with the riches of glory for his people, and God wants everyone to know it. What wonderful hope we can live in because of what Jesus has done. We have assurance, confidence of abundant life here on earth, but even more amazingly, for all eternity long. We can be confident and hope in God's word, Jesus. We can trust that God always keeps his promises. And here is where your card from God becomes more personal. God knows today which of his promises you need to take hold of, to trust in and grow in, right in this very moment. And when you do, you show the world Jesus, your gift from God. In Luke 2:16 and 17, when the shepherds had seen Jesus, they were overwhelmed to the point where they raced off to show off, to tell anyone they met of the wondrous gift they had witnessed firsthand. Our kids, we saw earlier, receive a gift and they want to show it off to anyone that will listen. Today you have the opportunity to show off the incredible peace, the joy, the hope that you have been given in Jesus, your gift from God. When you walk in these promises, you put Jesus on display to the world. You declare the glory of God, just as the angels did on that first Christmas. And just with the gifts I gave Hannah and Reuben, God's gift, Jesus, is meant to be shared. You need to read your card so you know the love God has for you and grow in all that his gift, Jesus, has done for you. And in doing that, you will show the world the wondrous love God has for all mankind. As I said earlier, there is an etiquette to opening gifts. To any parent, just as important as the whole read the card thing is one other little moment in the present giving process that often is overlooked by our super excitable kids. And it's the don't forget to say thank you bit. So my challenge to us all, in the busyness of the day, don't forget to think about the card God has personally written to you. What does he want you to pause on? Take the time to let God's card encourage you. Let it stir in your heart and remind you of his extravagant love for you. Even today, as you open cards and gifts from family and friends, pause a moment while you read their cards and think of the incredible love, the promise of peace, joy and hope that fills God's card to you and me, and remember to say a little thank you, God, for holding nothing back and giving me Jesus. Let's pray. God, we do just thank you that you didn't hold anything back. In giving us Jesus, you gave us all of yourself, and we thank you for that. Lord, I pray that we would know that incredible love you have for us, your children. I pray that that would overwhelm our hearts today, and that because of that, we would choose to grow in the incredible promises that we have wrapped up in Jesus. I pray that we would know your peace. I pray that we would choose your joy, and I pray that we would grow in the wonderful hope that was born on that first Christmas night. God, I pray that as we walk in these things, we would show you to the world, that they would see that you are wonderful, that you are good, and that your love is beyond anything that we could ever imagine. So thank you, God, for sending us Jesus. Amen.